So it's been a long time since I've actually done an audio view, so I thought, why not? Especially since I've come across another problem with the way people interact with social media. And I think this situation of the work-life balance and how people discuss things online can be tricky. But I think equally the trickiness comes in the natural day-to-day, sort of the ebbs and flows of how people might feel. And I think the real issues are around when somebody has a really bad day at work and all of a sudden it kind of appears on one of their social media streams saying that they've had a really tough day at work, or it's been emotional at work, or it's been a fun day at work. And I guess the difference here is when people talk about something negative, they say something negative and people immediately attract themselves to it. So this is a problem, and it's a big no-no apparently. At least some people are saying that, and I think that's a fair comment. You have to pardon the sound, as I sit in the usual typical cafe areas, there are lots of people around, and yet we all have different feelings. And obviously a child has one feeling, but as adults we find ways to suppress these and hide them, and sometimes they do emerge on social media. But also, coming back to the positive of I've had a great day at work, that seems to be acceptable. And I think the real problem with social media is that we are still at the point of not really being aware. There's still a massive group and section of organisations and companies and society that we don't understand and don't know how developed social media is. Therefore, it's still seen as a rather large negative in some ways. So expressions that might seem negative or average are seen as negative, and they're seen as things that are unprofessional, and you do not share your feelings at all online in any way, shape or form. Unless if it's a well-documented organisational social media feed. But a personal one is apparently not a good idea. I don't know. I'm in two minds about this one. I think that it is a good idea to do that, but obviously to be constructive, to be very objective, and through that you will not get that many negatives. However, the negative attributes are something that will be things that we can turn around into an action of what we can do and what we will be delivering better next time. And I think that kind of angle is good. So I guess the long story short would be, if you are on social media, then do be aware of who you're connected to, what you're saying, and segregate your stream so that certain people can't hear what they're saying. But equally, if it seems inappropriate and it is negative towards work, then I would have to say don't say it. And it's a tough one, because that's about being human, and part of being human is to manage your emotions and feelings, and everyone does these in different ways. The one way that we can't be seen to be imagining managing our feelings and emotions is digitally, by blurting it out there, whether it's casually or not. And I think all too often it's fairly easy to maybe do that and not be objective. And as we do that, we might end up going down the road of social media enabling society and human beings to be far more objective and less human. I guess this is a byproduct of what technology is all about, but it's a subject for the future that needs to be taken up. But immediately, the idea of being personal on social media has its limits. It's got to be a soft, furry, fluffy-edged, objective comment, views and opinions. And that's it from me. It's a very short but very heavy and fully loaded conversation that I tried my best to keep light. Please do keep your comments coming to me on the audioboom.fm/TNToast or at TNToast on Twitter. For now, anyway, thank you for listening.